USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainian freedom fighters continue to hold off Russia's invasion, the Kremlin announced Russia has lost 4,500 troops so far in the invasion. It should be noted this number could not be independently verified. Over the weekend, more severe sanctions from the world have put extreme pressure on the ruble and Russia's economy, dropping its value 30 to 40% Monday morning, keeping Russia's stock market closed. Now, President Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert. This as peace talks near the Belarusian border are underway. Oksana Antonenko, Director of Global Risk at Control Risk, speaks on CNBC.
And the international community simply has to do everything they can to stop it.
A new database released by Georgetown University Center on Education and Workforce ranks 4,500 colleges and universities based on their return on investment. The number one school is University of Health Services and Pharmacy in St. Louis, Missouri. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York City and state are ready to adjust their COVID-19 mandates.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says as of Monday, the state's mask mandate for schools is lifted, saying that the day has come.
We are number one among all large states in having fully vaccinated teenagers. We are number two in all large states for having fully vaccinated 5 to 11-year-olds. We're just a little bit behind Illinois.
Hochul also cites falling case numbers and hospitalizations for the decision, as well as CDC guidance. She adds that counties will be able to make their own decisions should positivity rates be higher than normal. Hochul also says parents and children will be allowed to mask if they choose. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden's nomination for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court should start the confirmation soon. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin said the panel will start the process immediately. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As NATO activates its response force for the first time in history, Russia's Vladimir Putin has put his nuclear deterrent forces on the ready, leaving the world on the verge of a nuclear showdown, according to former Putin economic advisor Andrei Ilyarionov on Newsmax Sunday.
I really apologize that I cannot explain a lot of right now, but what happened just 30 minutes ago completely changes what I have prepared to tell you as well as to anyone else, because about 30 minutes ago, Putin has ordered to put all nuclear arsenal of Russia on the highest alert, and he used this particular decision as answer and response not to the situation in Ukraine, not even what is going on in Ukraine right now, but as a response to American readiness to apply sanctions. So the situation now is unbelievably grave, is incomparable to what we had just 1 hour ago, not even yesterday. So now, if the United States will not respond with adequate reaction to this decision, it means not only Ukraine, but whole Europe, and at some point, United States will be under nuclear threat, direct nuclear threat. So that is why United States and NATO countries need to respond immediately, right now, to this nuclear blackmail of Putin.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.